Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
And it's only a matter of time. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Desire to Inspire with Tanika. I am your host, Tanika, guys. I am so excited about today's show, guys. I know you probably can hear the excitement in my voice. We are having an extreme couponer to come on the show and talk to us, Dr. Marcy Matthews. She's going to be joining us in just a little bit. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You could have been anywhere, spending your hour with somebody else. You decided to do it right here with me, and I so appreciate it. For those of you who have been faithful listeners, thank you for hanging in there with me. I know I can be a bit quirky, but listen, I bring good material. You bet your bottle of dollar every time you tune into the show, there's some good stuff that I'm talking about. So thank you for hanging in, supporting me. I really, really do appreciate that. Love goes out to everyone who is supporting the show. I really do appreciate it. So people want to know, why are you even on the radio? Well, for a number of reasons, but I'll tell you, it's just mostly to be a vessel to help people, you know, to end all of the drama that's in your life, kind of force you to think a little differently and challenge your spirit to live a more tranquil, harmonious lifestyle. That's all. You know, it's not about ego, none of that, none of that. So if you're looking for, you know, some type of drama-filled hour-long radio show where, you know, there's a lot of bad language and just inappropriate topics going on, you've tuned into the wrong place, you are not the father, none of that, okay? This is a drama-free station and a drama-free show. But I do like to enlighten people, and I do like to, again, challenge you. And it's my job as a sunshine sprinkler to sprinkle a little bit of sunshine on your heart one show at a time. That's what I'm doing. If you want to get in on this conversation, look, it's going to be an amazing show. Call in. 347-945-5713 is the number to call. You can always follow me on Twitter at TRockTheMic. You can like me on Facebook at Desire to Inspire with Tanika. You can bring your laptop, your tablet, your device, whatever it has. And if you can, whatever what it's called, show, keep listening. I promise I won't put you on blast and, you know, have you come on air on a live show if you don't want me to, okay? So without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest. Hopefully she's going to be coming on a little bit more regularly. I'm excited about bringing her on. Dr. Marcy Matthews, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am here. Hello, how are you?
Look, a ball of energy, as you see. I'm very excited, as I told you, about today's show. I have been looking and searching high and low for someone, an extreme couponer, to come on and tell us how it's done. Give us the do's and the don'ts, because with everything, their rules and their tips. So for my listeners, and I gave a little snippet of you a couple of days ago when I was on the show. And I wanted you guys to, the reason I'm bringing you on is because I want to be financially sound with my money. I'm on a financial quest because I'm tired of my money running me, and it is time for me to start running my money. So shout out to Mr. Todd Grant. He's our money coach, our currency coach, our money expert, financial guru. He was on Tuesday. We were talking about marriage and money, and if they mix, very good topic and conversation, guys. If you miss that dialogue, you can go back to my archive files and listen to that. But it was a really great show. Very informative. So shout out to you, Mr. Todd Grant. Can't wait to have you on again next Tuesday. But Dr. Marcy, thank you for coming on the show. I was told by listeners Tuesday, talking about you, that I was in Walgreens, and I see this person in front of me with an accordion-style file full of coupons, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and then I look up, because I'm nosy, I look up at the register, and I see that she only owed like 67 cents. And I'm like, man, how did she do that? And so I asked her, are you an extreme couponer? And she's like, yes, I am. And it was like the angels in heaven just sang, because I'm like, thank you. I'm looking for somebody like you. So, Dr. Matthews, thank you again for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. You are going to school me and my listeners about some extreme couponing. So give us a little bit about your background, Dr. Marcy, of who you are and how you got into extreme couponing.
Okay, sure. You've heard my name, Marcy Matthews, and I'm originally from Miami, Florida. And I'm married and have two adult children. And I've always been a Sunday sale watcher. Always got the Sunday newspaper. I looked to see what the sales were, and I pursued the sales to try to save money. This was way before I was even started using coupons. Mm-hmm. But as coupons became more prevalent, I would cut out all the coupons, and I found out later that that wasn't the correct thing to do. But I would cut them all out, and I would try to apply them to the sales to save even more money, mm-hmm. way before I even had a family. Then I kind of naturally graduated to taking advantage of the buy one, get one freeze, and I really thought I was doing something then. I was like, yeah, wow, and I may use one coupon. Then I found out that wasn't the best way to be using it. So every time I learned a little bit more, I kept finding out a better way. But what really got me to where I was, one day I discovered that Publix took competitor coupons. And I asked a local Publix one day who were their competitors, and when they told me any store, that's when I really, really accelerated my momentum regarding coupons and really started saving, and I was able to go so far as getting money back. So when I walked in the store, they were paying me to actually take the grocery away. And wow. I also have a sister who's a fellow couponer, and she's a stay-at-home mom, and I've learned a whole lot from her because she has way more time. But I'm excited today about an opportunity to share with others how they can save, how they can make sure their family gets all their favorites at minimal cost with just a few little tips. It is work, but if you're looking to save, you can do it.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm very excited because I like to save money, and I get excited when I get like 35 cents off of something, and I'm like, that was 35 cents less than what I had to pay. So I'm just fascinated to see people walk into a store and come out with arms full of groceries and their bill is only like $8. you know, mm-hmm. it may not make some of the stores happy, but hey, it's the name of the game, and competition is what we do. So, you know, for those people, for those stores that aren't accepting competitor coupons and things of that sort, which it shouldn't really be that many, should it, Dr. Marcy? I think most stores are beginning to accept competitor coupons, correct?
Well, right now, Publix is the only store that I know that has identified competitors, and normally that's within a 2-mile range. They probably over a year ago, they revised their coupon policy. I think every time we get smarter as couponers, I see a slight change, a modification mm-hmm. in their policy. So you do mm-hmm. have to keep up with that because you want to be an ethical couponer. But most stores like Target, they will accept their store coupon and a manufacturer coupon, but they will not take like Kmart's coupon or Walmart's coupon if they ever have any. So what's important to do is when you walk into Publix, and it is my store of choice, but you can save at other stores such as Walgreens and CVS and even Winn-Dixie. But my store of choice is Publix. And when you walk in, they will have a big poster, and it will say, these are our competitors, which means if you have a coupon from these stores, we will accept it. Plus, we will accept a manufacturer coupon together. So probably in a later show, we'll talk about something called stacking, which you're putting two coupons together to save even more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we really save a lot of money and have an opportunity to share with others, neighbors, and families with what we call a stockpile. So I know I'm talking about some different lingo and vocabulary right now, but these are really important to know if you're going to even go into this direction of being a beginner couponer.
Okay. So now in the beginning of you couponing, I know you said that you were fascinated with, you know, looking at the Sunday paper, which I am a Sunday paper fanatic too. I only subscribe to the local paper for the sales papers, and it's only mm-hmm. once a day. In the beginning, if you had any hiccups that you ran into while you had started your coupon quest, were there any, and if they were, what were they?
In the beginning, I didn't have a lot of hiccups because I didn't know that much. Really, okay. I've run into some because now I have more knowledge. I have more knowledge than even the cashier or the managers in some cases. Mm-hmm. When this occurs, you have to exercise a lot of patience because we both are there to receive. They're there for us to purchase their items. I'm there to walk away with paying as little as possible for them. And okay. so I've even spoken to some managers and say, hey, would you like me to do a little workshop for you to show them really how this works? Because here's your policy. I'm working within the confines of your policy, but there's something not right with the training program because there's a lot of delay, you know, with the cashiers. And it can be a lot if they're not used to it or if they're. So a lot of times I would just start off and just say, hey, if I see their name tag, I'll say, hey, Mary, how are you today? And if they look like they're new or whatever, I try to scout out ones that I already know who are very well versed in couponing, and that will save other customers behind me trouble and delays because a lot of people are trying to get in and get out. And when they see you with couponers, they're not that happy with coupons. They're not that happy all the time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'll let them go in front of me. I try to be very cordial with them because I know when you want to hurry and get out of there. So mainly with the store not understanding the policy that corporate has set in place. And I've had an opportunity to speak to district managers and corporate to just share with them some different things because I want them to, you know, have a well-run store and that meets the needs of the customers.
And I'm listening to you, and how polite of you to, have other people go in front of you, but to even offer workshops to the stores on versing them on the coupons. That's really sweet of you. It's not that many people that do that, but look, thank God for you. So listen, what are you most appreciative of what you're doing? I mean, other than saving money, can you give me anything that you're most appreciative about?
I'm most appreciative that if anybody ever needs anything, if I even have a hint of an idea that they need something, I'm typically able to take care of that need without a major cost to my family's budget. Just being able to share, being able to provide my family with some of the delicacies that they like. Like I have my husband likes seafood. He likes crab legs and sushi and all those things, and they're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And my family, I have them trained. They know don't buy anything unless you ask me, not because I'm trying to control, but I want to get it at the cheapest price. I don't want them to overspend by 5 cents, not in that food or grocery store area. Mm-hmm. That's another area they can save their money and use it for something else. And so I enjoy being able to have only a small portion of our budget go towards grocery.
Mm-hmm.
And then just sharing it with other people. I mean, right now, if someone needs something, I probably have it in my pantry. I probably have to step over it, move it out of the way. And rarely do I get down to my lowest and don't have any of an item that we need, you know, basic needs. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a blessing. My pantry is pretty empty right now because I had family members to come in over the Thanksgiving mm-hmm. holiday, and they kind of wiped me out a little bit. So my pantry's a little bare. My cupboard's bare. I need to restock, but and it's just in time because it's almost payday and, you know, it's mm-hmm. time for me to grocery shop. So what better way than to have you give me some tips and fill it up and do it on a cheap budget. I like
that.
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. When I saw you in Walgreens, you were patient. You were polite. But above all, you sat there and you were smiling. You were like, yeah, take your time. You know, mm-hmm. You were trying to help the gentleman that was behind the counter. Mm-hmm. And you said, you know, that's the thing, you know, you have to be patient.
Hello? I can hardly hear you, Tanika. I could barely hear you. We have some kind of interference. Okay, I'll try to call back in. Okay.
As we're talking to Dr. Marcy Matthews, I'm going to bring her back in, guys. We're having some technical difficulties with Skype, but that's the way of technology. You know, you have your good days and your bad days. Dr. Marcy, are you there now?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Is the connection better?
It is much better. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. We were talking about the number one world, the key. Would it be patience as it relates to couponing, extreme couponing?
I'll say it would be three things. One, having patience, knowing how to build a rapport, and understanding the store's policies.
Okay. Okay. So tell me your best deal. What's the best deal that you've gotten from couponing?
I would say the best deal that I have ever received from couponing is I was able to get an infant car seat for $10, brand new, even flow, state-of-the-art, just like the regular one you would go into Walmart or Target to pick up. And I was so excited, and I was able to do that by having what we call overages from the other coupons and items that I was purchasing, meaning if I was purchasing an item for that costs a dollar, I may have had a coupon for $2. And so for every time I purchased that item, I made a dollar. And that's really advanced right there. So all of that overage went towards purchasing. I think the infant car seat was really $30. So I had enough overages to bring it down to $10.
Awesome. Awesome. See, and that's what I want. I want stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You can
do
it.
I mean, to me, it's a great deal. And, you know, everybody knows someone with a baby. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a child yourself, as you said, the giving part of it. And we talked about that on Monday, gifting and giving. And, you know, my definition of gifting is not something that's irreplaceable. But even giving, when you give from your heart, people really appreciate what you do for them, you know. So I'm sure it put a big smile on a mommy's face when you were able to deliver a brand new car seat, you know, for only $10. That's amazing. So are there any drawbacks to couponing? If so, what are they?
There are some. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that it is work, and you have to be very organized and have a system with how you do it. Also, everyone else does not always love couponers with their coupons because it does take time for the cashier to scan them all in. And if you have a cashier that's not very savvy with them or knowledgeable, they have to call someone, which is more delay. So you do have to be patient and always turn around to the customer behind me and always apologize for if there is a delay. Oftentimes, I will give them a $5 off coupon if they're very patient. I'll say, may I bless you with the coupon? Or when I'm leaving out, if I have some that I know are expiring that evening, I'll find someone and give it to the cashier and say, will you please apply this to their groceries? So I try to, you know, encourage their patience by doing little things like that. And also I'll give a cashier also that's really, you know, excited about, you know, a coupon or I will, like, that's that building that rapport part. I will share my coupons with them. The bag boy, like, one time he got excited about some tea I was getting. He's like, man, I would really like some of that. And I said, here are five coupons for you. You know, on your break, you can have some.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun because, you know, you're able to help others who may not be able to may not be as into coupons as you are. And hopefully I'm sparking something in them to continue.
Right. And, you know, I love the fact that, again, you know, I've been talking about this entire month with Thanksgiving being here. You know, I am a giver year round. I don't wait until, and I said that on Monday, I don't wait until November and December to begin giving, to allow my heart to be open to give. It's just in my DNA. And the fact that you're a giver, you know, you're paying it forward. You know, the things that you've been blessed with, you're not holding on to it. And I think I said that to you a couple of times. I've met so many people that I've asked to do it, and they were like, oh, no, you know, this is for me. And I'm like, wow, you said something that really intrigued me. You said, well, there's enough to go around for everybody. That's what you told me before left the store. And so, you know, I'm very, very thankful that everything aligned, the planets aligned, and God made me go into Walgreens that night, which I was on my way to give blood. And all I was walking in there for was something because my head was pounding. I needed something for my head and some water. And lo and behold, look what God did. So, yeah. Thank you, Dr. Marcy.
You're very welcome.
What does the future look like for you as far as you and your coupons? I know what you're about to tell me. You want to save a whole bunch of money.
Well, yes, I want to continue to be able to save and continue to be able to bless others. And I'm really thankful and grateful for the opportunity to even share with your listeners about couponing. And I hope that really someone out there would take heed and have more interest and want more information. Several of my coupon friends, you know, they've held coupon classes either in their home or at their place of business or like little workshops. And I was like, you know, I want to sit back and kind of wait and see. I didn't want to do just the same thing because there are a lot of opportunities that are out there. So actually meeting you that night, I actually was headed to Publix. And I said, let me run in and get this candy from Walgreens because it'll be so cheap to share, you know, during the holidays. So I'm thankful for an opportunity to be able to hopefully educate the listeners, and I am an educator in my career, so it's just very natural for me to share information with others who want to kind of, you know, advance themselves, especially in this area. So I would say for me, I mean, who knows, it could be a book or a how-to pamphlet, hopefully more opportunities like this. So I'm very patient before I, you know, jump into things and kind of wait till the dust settles to see what really is out there so that it does align with my personality and help me to reach others and to coach them to excellence.
Wow. Well, you're doing a fantastic job. If you guys want to talk to Dr. Marcy, we have a couple more minutes. I know you said that you had a meeting to get to, and I promised you that it would be a 30-minute segment. So I'm going to run through the rest of the questions. So, are you working on any projects currently as it relates to your couponing?
Right now, I am not. Again, with all the knowledge and everything that I'm still learning, kind of waiting to see how the dust settles and how I can actually move it forward to another level. There are some opportunities that are out there. But right now, like I said, I'm very patient. I'm just working on kind of getting my system fine-tuned and organized and just ready so that I can really take advantage of, you know, the holiday opportunities that are coming down the pipeline and to just take a few more people under my wing. One of my coupon friends, she has an awesome story about how she got started and how she watched me when I would come to practice at church and share, you know, what I had picked up for a sale. So she's got an awesome story. When I hear her share, it just, because you don't realize the impact that you're making. And she is really, now she's my hero in terms of coupon. Again, she's retired, so she's able to go a little bit further. But then I rely on her now, so I like that. I don't mind sharing, and somebody goes ahead of me and excels more. That doesn't bother me at all, as long as they get sparked and ready to go and they can achieve whatever their goals are, no matter what it is, couponing, careers. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Well, you've enkindled a spark in me. I just want to let you know I'm very excited. Could you just share, and I know you got to go, but if someone wants to get in contact with you, how, with questions or comments or even getting started in the whole extreme couponing arena, do you have information to share where they can contact you?
I do, and right now the best way to contact me is through my Gmail account, which I you know, come straight to my phone, and I can manage, and it is Marcy, M-A-R-C-I-E, .Matthews, M-A-T-H-E-W-S, @gmail.com, and I'll be happy to listen to any questions or help them get started. From the very basic question to the most complicated, that maybe will help me because I'm still learning as well, so we can learn together. And it just only helps me to be a better coach. I do like to coach people to excellence in whatever they're pursuing. So it just helps me to do a better job at that. So I welcome the opportunity.
Awesome. So what's some advice that you could give for the people that are just starting out or even the veterans about extreme couponing?
The first advice I would give is to identify your store of choice, because some people, for whatever reason, they're very much married to either Winn-Dixie or Publix or Walmart or whatever. So whatever that's, I'm not trying to sway them from that. Whatever that store of choice is, go online and pull their coupon policy and make sure you understand that, because you have to know that better than the cashier and sometimes better than the manager, and just with patience, you know, help execute what you're trying to do. The second thing is to always subscribe to a number of coupons, but make sure it's an even number. getting one subscription won't help you as much as getting two, mainly because when they have buy one, get one free, you're able to give the store two coupons for both items. If you only get one newspaper, you can only give them one, and you're missing out on money right then and there. That's very simple. So always subscribe in even numbers. You can start with two, and they have specials all the time. Then if they want basic information, they can subscribe to – there are several coupon websites that are out there. My favorite is called True Couponing, all together, truecouponing.com. It has vocabulary out there. It has deals. It has a coupon database. It's my favorite out of – there are lots of them, but that's one of my favorites. So if you're a person that likes to kind of learn and independently a little bit first before you start asking questions, that's an excellent place to go.
Okay, great. So because the show is designed to inspire with Tanika, my last question to you is, what inspires you? I mean, I think this is a rhetorical question, but I have to ask, what inspires you, Dr. Matthews?
I'm frugal by nature, and I'm cell-oriented, it seems like, by nature. I mean, I've always been a shopper in terms of, like, clothing and everything like that, and always look for the sale. I'm just a sale-oriented person. I want to get it for a minimal amount of money. But I'm just excited about saving money. I mean, it just really gets – I get excited beyond measure when I can walk out of the store and not have paid full price. No matter what the item is, it can be a car. I mean, I have my favorite place where I go and purchase a car, too, because of the same thing, you know, where I can go in with dignity and patience and I can research, too, ahead of time and go in and know exactly I'm walking out with what I expected to receive. So with technology, you can do so much research ahead of time and know you have access to the sales, the coupons, everything. So really, if you want to save money, you can. If you have access to technology, you can do it.
Awesome. Well, again, you've enkindled a spark in me. I'm excited, and I want to go ahead and just welcome you. You know, I wish I had a parade with some majorettes and people like that. Welcome you to DTYWT, and just thank you so much for sharing knowledge. And that's what it's all about. You know, if I've ever wanted anything, it's to share what I know and pass it on to others. So in what you're doing, I mean, everything just fell in line. So I thank God for that. I thank God for you taking out your time. I do appreciate it. I know you got to go, Dr. Marcy. Thank you again for coming on the show. And look, you'll be back. I know you will.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from the listeners.
Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. Thank you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You guys have just heard from Dr. Marcy Matthews. She is an extreme couponer and here to save us money. I'm so freaking excited because I've always wanted to know the roads of couponing. I knew that there was an avenue. I knew that there were do's and don'ts. I knew that there were people who knew how to do and who were willing to share and to teach, but I never came across that person until last Wednesday, there I was. I'm sorry, last Tuesday, there I was in Walgreens just going in because I had a headache, just needed some relief from my head. And lo and behold, it's like God just dropped her right in my lap. So thank you again, Dr. Matthews, for coming up with your wise wisdom. I so look forward to you coming back to the show. You guys are tuned in to Desire to Inspire with Tanika. I am your host, Tanika. Guys, we just got off the phone with Dr. Matthews. She's going to be coming on. Guys, listen, I know you probably wanted an hour with her. I wish we could have had an hour with her, but she had another engagement. She had other commitments, and so I couldn't just, you know, bump everybody. I was thankful that I got the 30 minutes with her. If you want to get in on the conversation, you have any questions about Dr. Matthews and what she's doing, give me a call. 347-945-5713 is the number to call, 347-945-5713. If you guys want to get in contact with her directly, it's marcy.matthews@gmail.com. It's Marcy, M-A-R-C-I-E, Matthews with one T, M-A-T-H-E-W-S at gmail.com. You can send her your coupon questions and everything that you may have. And I'm sure that just listening to her and her type of spirit, very calm and serene, I'm sure she can help you guys get things done and get you into saving money. Again, I'm on a financial quest. I'm so sick of my money running me. It's time for me to take control, be a good steward, and pass it on. Pay it forward. That's what it's all about after all. You guys don't go away. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to do recap, and I'm going to give you guys the remaining days of thanks because I've failed to do it for the past couple of days through talking and everything like that. But we are going to come back. I'm going to give you guys my 29 words of thanks. You don't want to go away. Desire to Inspire with Tanika.
A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Coming on the show and sharing some knowledge with us. Even though, and a lot of people may say, well, Tanika, you know, she really didn't show us how. Well, look, good things come to those who wait. Remember, she talked about patience. That should be applied through every component of your life, not just for the show. She is returning. She's coming back. With fingers crossed, I'm hoping that she will be a regular on the show and we can add her to the D2IWT team. So shout out to you, Dr. Matthews. Thank you for you're going to make our life a lot easier and have more money in our pockets. So I do appreciate that. 347-945-5713 is the number to call if you want to get in on the conversation, you want to talk to me. Shout out. Listen, we are having our Soapbox Friday. It is returning. I know, guys, Friday I didn't get a chance to do it. Had a lot of things going on, had family here, a house full of people. Even though we did the Thanksgiving special, I'm running around. Remember, guys, I'm still working. So, you know, just be patient. I know a lot of you, I got some flack about, hey, you didn't do the Soapbox Friday. It's coming back. It's coming back. It didn't stop. It was just that one week. And we all, sometimes we need a little break. So, you know, got a chance to regroup and spend some time with my family, which was most important. That's why they were down here. And so I appreciate them coming down. I appreciate my listeners, my supporters, who understand that, look, even I get tired. It may not sound like it because I am a ball of energy, but, yeah, I do get tired, guys. So shout out to all of my family. Guys, I'm just so, so thankful. And I'm going to give you a rundown of what I'm thankful for in a few minutes. But before we get to that, I know we were talking about Dr. Matthews and extreme couponing. It's a trend, you know, something that a lad of people think that it's a fad. I don't think that it's going anywhere. I think that a lot of people like me are wanting to become wiser with their money and wanting to keep as much as they can in their pockets instead of showing them out. Listen, we all have to eat, you know, but I would rather go into a store where, you know I'm getting the best bang for my buck than to go in and, you know, it hurts me to go into a store, and I guess that's a habit I need to break of impulse shopping. It hurts me to the core when I go in and I don't have any coupons to give to the people to save me a little bit of money. You know, as I told Dr. Matthews, I get excited with a 35% coupon. So, you know, imagine what she's going to do coming on the show and helping us save more money, and that's what it's all about. You know, as I said, guys, I just want to be a vessel, and if this is one way to get you on the path of saving money, then so be it. You know, she, Dr. Todd Grant, they are going to be staples with this show. And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to think a little bit differently. You don't have to spend more money than you have to, or you shouldn't. You know, if coupons are out there to save you money, and people, you shouldn't be embarrassed about coupons, because, listen, that's why they're put there, to save money. But as she said, it is work. You can't expect, you know, to have one grocery bill for the rest of the year to be the same price if you're not putting in your work. You have to go. You have to research. You have to get your deals. You have to clip your coupons. And you have to go out there and look for the best price. So, you know, it is time consuming. I was aware of that. But if you go in it with the best intentions, not to just, and it's not about circumventing and getting over. It's not about that. It's about, again, getting the best bang for your buck, stretching your dollar as much as you can. And it seems that Dr. Marcy has stretched it, pulled it, ironed it flat, laid on it, rolled over it, pulled it and tugged it a little bit. That sucker is really good, wrapped up. It's probably a body wrap by now, the way that she's extreme couponing. So I really do appreciate, again, her coming on the show, and I'm excited. I'm very excited, and you guys should be as well. And it's not just for, I know she talked about Publix. She did say, a piece of advice, choose the store, the store of your choice. So if it's Target, then go to Target. If it's Winn-Dixie, then go to Winn-Dixie. If it's Publix, which, you know, I'm a bit partial and biased to Publix, then let it be Publix. And finally, if it's Walmart, then go to Walmart. But as you guys know, I'm not a fan of Walmart. I'm just not. I guess that was my soapbox rant, and if it wasn't, it will be tomorrow. I'm not going to even start on my soapbox Friday on Soapbox Thursday. So you guys will hear about my rant and displeasure with Walmart and why I have such beef with them. You know, I even got someone, and I guess she was a supporter of Walmart. I sent a tweet out about it, you know, about how upset I was, you know, a little ruffled. My feathers were a bit ruffled. And she sends one back, and she was like, well, you're getting what you pay for, or something to that effect. Like, you go there, they're cheaper, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, not necessarily. You know, the commercial that you guys see on Walmart, I know this is not Soapbox Friday, but I got to get my point across. The commercials that you guys see, of course they're not going to show you the store, the items in the store that are more expensive than the ones in Publix. The whole idea is to get you to think that they're cheaper. In some instances, I can't even lie. Yes, they are, but there are some things that are cheaper that I've seen with my own two eyeballs that are cheaper in Publix than they are in Walmart. And again, I really try not to spend my money or my time in that place, but If that's you, then how be ever. Not a Walmart basher. I'm just telling you my preferences. 347-945-5713 is the number to call. You can give me a call. Send me a tweet at She Rocks the Mic, or send me a post on Facebook. I'm there, too, ready to listen and take in some information and just learn, because we can all learn a little bit more from each other if we kind of take the time to listen. Yeah. Shout out to Dr. Dwayne Shigg. Dr. D is our relationship expert and our author. He is taking a break. He'll be back next week. I am reformatting the show, so next, at the beginning of the year, we will have a lot of things set in place because, as I said, guys, one of the things, and I'm going to say it again, I'm on a financial quest, but I'm also on a health quest. I want to get healthy. I want to teach my children great eating habits, and I can serve, you know, broccoli until I'm blue in the face. You know, sooner or later they're going to get tired of broccoli. So I'm trying to teach them how to eat healthier and have an array of food, not just broccoli. So we're going to be talking about getting healthy and yoga and Zumba and, you know, we fit all of this great stuff because, listen, we are at a time in our lives, I look at us as a people, and I mean the human race, and I'm like, we're getting bigger. Everything is supersized. Everything is extra. Everything is in, and they offer it, and we take it, and we just consume it, and we're just doing so much injustice to our bodies. We have to realize, and I was thinking about this as I was driving today to pick my son, well, coming from picking up my son, and I was, well, I'm sorry, dropping him off, and I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I was like, we really need to understand that our bodies are temples, and we have to get on the right path, you know. We have to get into the mode of taking care of our bodies as if it were the last day we were able to, you know, because you never know when your time's going to be up. But I want to be physically fit. I don't want type 2 diabetes at 40. I don't want, you know, to have a stroke or a heart attack, you know, because of the lingering stress and I'm not working out. And there's only so much, guys, that your heart can take. So we're going to get fit, we're going to get our money right, and by this time next year, we are going to feel so great about ourselves. And again, we're going to have more stories about inspiration. After all, this is what this show is designed and dedicated to do. I'm on the show to enlighten you guys. I'm there to challenge you. I want to make sure that you guys are educated. I want to make sure that, you know, you feel great about the information that you're receiving through this show. And I can only do it through support. So with all of that said, I am accepting sponsorships if you guys are interested in sponsoring. You know, you have a small business and you want to get it off the ground, give me a call. I have plenty. Hear what I said. I have plenty of sponsorship space. I'll do a commercial for you. I'm going to start doing letterhead, newsletters. Gosh, I can't look at my brain. I'm telling you, the ADD. I'm going to start doing newsletters and sending them out as well. You'll be a part of the newsletter. And so even with the website, you'll be a part of that. You'll actually be get a chance to come on the show and be a guest as well and pitch your business. So we're doing a lot of great things for the upcoming year. I'm very excited about it. If you want to contact me personally, look, and I do answer my phone. If you don't get me, I did tell you I'm busy. On top of that, I'm a wife and a mommy. So leave a message and I'll call you back. That's all you got to do. 762-2-DESIRE. The number again is 762-233-7473. Give me a call, Tanika's own personal phone that I'll call and we'll talk and, you know, we'll get the ball rolling to increasing traffic and business to your website or to your own small business. So I love to and I welcome any sponsors. So pitch it to me. Tell me what you're doing and how I can help, and we'll go from there. So, and I did say we were going to have a contest. So the next person that calls me, okay, it's 5:55. The next person that calls in, you are going to receive a $25 gift card from Target. Yes, that's my favorite store, and I do shop there frequently, but I'm in the giving spirit. So give me a call, and you can claim your gift card. 347-945-5713 is the number to call. Give me a call if you want this gift card. Listen, if you don't get it, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to spend it on me. You don't want that? Give me a call before we get out of here. We're going to play a little bit of Whitney. I love her so much, and I do miss her. Don't go away, guys. Desire to Inspire with Tanika. We're going to start this holiday off. I'm in the giving spirit, so that's what I'm doing. So, look, call me. Get this $25 gift card from Target.
The Lord is